Ladies, we're going to talk today about Miriam asked me to different topics to talk about. So today we're going to talk about a very, very important concept that's brought out by Rav Kook in philosophy, Jewish philosophy, that has to do with belief in Hashem and also believing in the details. But a lot of times we live in a world that says, oh, I have a good heart. I believe. Well, the question is Dati Balev good enough? A. And B, we're going to talk about the importance of understanding that it's much more than Dati Balev, and also understand the importance of the concept called Mashu. Small, minute details, which a lot of people will say, God doesn't really care about the details. And we'll see that it's not even as much as God caring about the details, but we should care more about the details. And let's explain what this means. I first brought for you a Gemara in Brachot.
You got one paper, right?
What? I gave you one paper. I have other papers, but I already killed a lot of trees, yeah. The one right in front of you. It's an Ot Chavchet. It's a little Fablungen over here. So I'll help you with the Fablungening. It says Yanai Malaka. Okay, there you go. Here you go. Okay, the Gemara is on the top here. And Brachot Daf Memchet, page 216.
Yanai, is it a person? Or?
Yanai is a person. Yanai was a melech. He was actually a melech of the Hasmonean kingdom at the time of Bayit Sheni, which is finished Hanukkah.
I'm sorry, can you repeat Brachot?
Brachot 48, Memchet, page 216 in Ayah, from Rav Kook here. So Yanai was a king. He was a king at the times of the Hasmoneans, which we just finished, the times of the Bayit Sheni.
Sounds like the school.
He was also a Kohen Gadol. Okay. And the Gemara in Kiddushin, as we will see, talks about how one of the Chachamim wanted to parcel him from the Kuhuna, because people weren't so sure that he was of the right Yichus of a Kohen.
But was that during the time where like they would pay to become
correct,
a Kohen?
Correct. They were a little shady at this point.
That's it, okay.
Right? So, the Yanai at the end was Yahargu Kol Chachmei Yisrael. That Yanai at the end came to kill all the Chachamim. And that's what this Gemara is talking about. It says that Yanai, and I'll read you the story in the Gemara Kiddushin, just as the introduction, right? The Gemara says that there was a certain person, Haya Sham Echad, Ish Leit Slave, Rab Blial, scoffer, a wicked person, right? Lawless heart. And his name was Eliezer ben Poriashmo. That was his name. By Yomer Eliezer ben Ariel Yanai Melch. He said it to King Yanai. Yanai Melch. Libam shel prushim alech.
Wait, he was the king and the Kohen Gadol?
That was Yanai, correct.
Isn't that
now this guy, what?
Aren't you supposed to be like from Shevet Levi and then you have to be...
Correct, that was one, right, that was the whole machloket. Whether they between the Rambam and the Ramban, that was a big problem. Machuch of Chashmonaim became Melachim, right? Because, like you said, one was reserved for Shevet Levi, and one was Shevet Yehuda, right? The Melachim was supposed to be Yehuda, right? So the question is, according to the Ramban, they were sinners. The Parshas Vayechi, the Ramban, Nachmani, said that they were sinners. 100% correct. Very good. Okay? So the story goes that Elazar ben Poiriashmo, that was his name, and he said to King Yanai, King Yanai, these hearts of the Pharisees, which are the, not as opposed to the Sadducees, right, the rabbis who believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, they hate you, right? Which means that what? They don't really not so happy that you've won and everything. So Yanai replied to them, Ma'asa, what should I do to see if you're right? So Eliezer ben Poriya responded, this is just quickly an introduction to understand what's going on in this Gemara. Hakim ben Batzik sheben inecha. He says, cause them to rise by placing the tzitz between your eyes. And they will show their true opinion. Now we know that tzitzit was what? With the Kohen Gadol they used to wear, right? Hello? Yes?
Yeah.
It said Kodesh Hashem, right? Right?
Right.
And what would happen? By placing the tzitz on his head, Yanai would cause the Chachamim to rise in front of the name of Hashem, right? Put it on his forehead, saying he has the right to act as the Kohen Gadol. And now we will see, do they actually accept him as the Kohen Gadol or not? So what happened? So he came on Batzit Shebeinayam. He did it. Hayah Sham Zaken Echad. There was a certain Zaken. His name was Yehuda ben Gedidya. Vayomer Yehuda ben Gedidya to Yanai Melech. Yanai Melech, Rav Lecha Keter Malchut. It's enough that you have your question. Hey, Shalom Aleichem.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I was waiting. I couldn't be able to start without the Tusim here. Right? Uh-huh. Now we're ready to go. Now, Rav Lecha Keter Malchut. King Yanai, it's enough to have Keter Malchut. Hanach Keter Kuna Lezaro Shel Aaron. Right? Keep it to Shevet Levi to the Kuna. Shayu Omri Imo Nishbet B'modim. The Chachamim challenged Yanai's. Was he willing to be a Kohen? Because people had said that Yanai's Ima was captured by Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the city of Modin before Yanai was born. And if that was true, then Yanai would not be Ra'ui to be a Kohen. Because his mother was Shivuya. It's a good chance that she had relations which would make her not fitting, right, to marry. Right, a Kohen would not be able to marry her. And a child born of that now forbidden marriage would be considered a halal, a disqualified Kohen. The Gemara continues and says, V'yivukasha davar amonim sa, they looked for evidence, nothing was found. V'yibadalu chachmei Yisrael b'zaam. In any case, Yanai was very upset, and he removed them. And the Braita continued.
Removed them as in kill them? Or?
At the end, he killed them. He just removed them at this point. Right? And then Elazar ben Poria continued what we call stoking the coals. Elazar ben Poria Yanai. If an ordinary Jew was treated in this way, what would it be his lot? Right? Disgusting, the zilzul, the terrible behavior they treated to him. Is this your lot? So King Yanai said, Maya, I said, what should I do? Elazar said, if he listened to me, kill these sages who've dishonored you. Rome same. The Torah Matela, Yanai says, but what should happen to the Torah? If the Rabbanim are killed, who's going to continue the Torah knowledge? Hare krucha munachat v'keren zavit. Elazar responded, the Torah scrolls rolled and rest in the corner. Kol harotzeh lomod yavo v'lomod. Anyone who wishes to study it, let him come and study it. It's not going to be forgotten. It's written down, no problem. So the Gemara then continues, Miyad, as I skipped ahead a little bit, Batutzat hara'al yedei Elazar ben Poriel v'yargu kol chachmei Yisrael v'yaolam mishromeim until Shimon ben Shetach was machzir the Torah.
Wait, they killed him because of the opinion, or they killed him because of the lack of respect towards the king?
He killed them because of the what he claims a lack of respect.
So isn't that the same thing? Like, isn't that like... he used his power to take away what he didn't like. The same thing like with David HaMelech when it came to the wife, to Bathsheba, like the same thing they did to the husband, kind of.
We'll see. It's an interesting comparison. I want to just take this Gemara and totally a different angle. Not a misuse of power, which is also true, but also another piece. Look at this. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? So now in our Gemara, that is the backdrop of the Gemara here in Brachot. That Gemara Kiddushin, which I just read to you, Daf Samach Bava Me'alef. Now, that was the introduction to what's going on over here. How are you?
How are you?
Thank God, now that I'm learning Torah with you, much better. Much better! Now, Yanai Malko Malkota. You see, everybody see it by the oath there on the top of page 216? It says as follows. So what happened? Yanai and his wife ate together. What did they eat? Krichtu rifta. They had a nice marzipan bagel. That's a nice bread. And there are other people there. They're eating together with other people there. The Gemara comments, listen to this. The back, what was the whole story there? He said, don't worry, kill the rabbi. There are a bunch of people that are not showing you respect. What's going to happen to the Torah? He said, don't worry about it. There's a lot of books there. People want to learn it. No problem. The Gemara continued and said that the Olam was Mishtomein. It was bereft of Torah knowledge. It was empty until Shimon ben Shetach came and brought it back. But look, the Gemara hearing in Brachot, Adav Memchet here says, Umidekata Lohura Banan, as a result of Yannai killing out these rabbis, Lohave Lele Inish, Levruchilu. What does it say? Once Yannai killed all these Chacham Yisrael, there's not a person who knew how to make Birkat Hamazon.
He killed them all.
And the Gemara here in Brachot says, there was not an Adam there who could make Birkat HaMazon to be able to be Motzi. That's how bad it got. The Gemara continues and says, Amar lo l'divsu, Yannai said to his wife, Ma'i alam gavra de mevarachlan. Who's going to make the bracha for us? Okay? And the Malkus said to Yannai, Yishtav alidi ma'atini lach gavra de lo mitzdarachlan. So it's a whole story that she says, make a swear for me if I bring you a person to make the bracha that you won't stir up with him. So she made him swear, he swore, and she brought this Shimon ben Shetach. Who's Shimon ben Shetach? Who's her brother. Remember what the Gemara says? That he killed off all the rabbis. Right? Except, who did he not kill off? Her brother. Right? He was the Rosh Sanhedrin. And what happened? The sister, i.e. his wife, hid her brother. Hid her brother.
He killed everybody.
He killed everybody, but now he was saved. Now she brought him out of the hiding place. Fascinating story.
This is his wife?
This is his wife. His wife's brother. Okay. So she killed everybody. She should have killed him also. He was the head of the Sanhedrin, but she hit him. Until now. So now, the king brought him between them. Look how much honor I'm bringing to you. So Shimon Meshetach says back to Yannai, Lav atko makartli. You're not honoring me, but it's the Torah that I've learned that brings me honor. And of course, a pasuk in Mishle, Salsaleu Torah Vemecha Tichabdecha Ki Tichabkena. Okay. So, which means it's a beautiful pasuk that says the more that you go through the Torah, the more it elevates you. Okay, Abriut. And the more that you hug the Torah, the more you're going to get honored from it.
Elevate means
become a more refined person. Better, so Yannai then said to the Malkah, do you not see? The lo mekabel marut. He does not accept my, right? He's not accepting my authority. He's not being able to have a karat atov. Right? So you see that when I killed the chachamim, it was the right thing. So Yavalei kasel ruchet. They gave to Shimon ben Shetach the coast of Yain to make Birkat HaMazon. Amar, he says, Shimon ben Shetach says, Hechi Avarech, what bracha should I make? Should I say, Baruch She'achal Yanai V'chavirav Mishalom? Because I didn't eat. So therefore, what did he do? He drank, and then he said, Yavalei Kasach Minu Barich. They gave him a different coast, and he made the bracha. So that is a whole technical story. But within the story comes Rav Kok. Okay, that's the story. Story again. Everyone got the story? Crazy story. Cool story. It's actually a true story. Now, says Rav Kook in Ot Chav Chet, Yeshnam anashim shelo hushchetu legamri b'deotehem ad shiyu rechokim gam kein mitziyur nizgav shachiyu b'avodat Hashem Yitbarach. There are some people that are not totally what we would call being off the derech. People who consider themselves still to be dati. People who are not so far off that they don't consider themselves an atheist. They still believe in God. Ella sheregesh hayishtabdut v'rachshei aleim lavod al Hashem v'rugashim el lavam. They really still feel some sort of connection to God. Avalo yadu v'lo yakiru. They want to say that's enough. They want to say that what? What, like we had started off the class, to start off the shiur, that's what? It's enough to know that people live. I don't need to learn Torah. You ever seen those people? We sometimes we call these people orthopractice.
Like my grandfather.
Not orthopractice, it's wrong, it's the opposite. It's really, orthopractice means they're actually doing the actions. Orthopractice may be socially there, observant. They're not really learning Torah at all. Right? Maybe once in a blue moon they'll actually say a Devar Torah at their table. Maybe.
My mom always tells my grandma, keep Shabbat, keep kosher, but like nothing really outside of that. So
correct.
High holidays, whatever.
Right, so that's all generalizations that I don't like.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
I don't like generalizations. Because a lot of the people that are only Shomer Shabbat and Shomer Kashrut, for them, for where they came from, it might be an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't like being generalizations. Uh-huh. But at the same time, we do have to categorize things also. So I'm not categorizing people, I'm not being judgmental of people. But at the same time, when I'm trying to aspire to understand what is authentic and what I should be striving to, so we might see models that, yeah, these people are great. They're dati balev. But they never learn at all. And then what happens? Their growth is stunted. So you might say, okay, they're still good people. Isn't that good enough? Explains Rav Kook from this Gemara. It's a very, 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 very slippery slope.
It's like the example in the Gemara when they bring in the Tanya, where they bring in like the Oved Hashem and the Eved Hashem. So, yeah, it's cool. But my mom always tells my grandpa, you know, Achat v'sabata u'birachta. So he says, Achati sabati u'barachti. Like he's always.
Cute. Ay, sad but cute. Now. She says, you know what they say? I was once speaking in a Seudah Shlishit, and they go, Rabbi, you know about Shalom Bayis? You know how you get to Shalom Bayis? You say Shalom Bayis.
Oh, that's horrible.
Arachti. Right? Bevet? Otodaber? Well, unfortunately, even more of a phenomenon, a lot of people are Israelis who don't find their religion po ba'aretz. A lot of times they'll go to Las Vegas and you'll see them all of a sudden becoming dati. They have to be barachti mipo in order to learn how to berach.
They give the example of India. How do you say India in the Hebrew?
Hodu.
And they go to Hodu and then they come back Hodu Lashem Kitov. Like.
Cute. Very good. Very good. We're having a lot of fun words now. Now, says Rav Kook, but they don't know that it's not enough to just have regish balev. Lo yodu v'lo yakiru ki ein derech l'kiyum yisod avodah ki'im ha'idei ki'um ha'torah l'prateah. You have to learn Torah and you have to fulfill the mitzvot. V'ha'idei zeh mukhrachim gam ki'im yod machzik yidei tamidei chachamim merumeh. Also it's true to be around Torah scholars, to be able to be influenced by them in a positive way. T'nimshach acharei horatehem u'mamim l'divrei kodshah. And to be after their teachings. And to be able to have emunat chachamim. El Shehim Surim, they think, Shirak Ayideh Rikshay Levavam Ha'emunim Lefidatam, Alderach Ha'achna, Veregash Ha'kabon, Ve'aval La'adon Koyit Barach Yitzvini Chokta. I believe in God. Yeah, no problem. No! Zed, no ma speak, Omer of Kook. Mizot, listen to what he says. Mizot Hadeya Ha'mil Kokelet, from having what he calls this very, very messed up theology, Tavo akfira meguneh b'torah shabal peh b'chlal. What's going to happen? There's going to be a certain amount of kfira, this terrible kfira, in the belief in Torah shabal peh in general. Ube'erech kavod v'tzorech chachmei Torah v'prat. The concept of the Torah shabal peh, concept of believing in the dynamic piece of Torah. What he said? What did he say? Kill the chachamim and just care about the book. Got to be something dynamic. And therefore, in general, Torah Shabbat Peh, and even more so the Kavod Torah, in Yeshiva HaKotel, where I teach, one of the things that I teach the guys, and I teach you now also, one of the things you're doing here this year is not only to learn a lot of Torah, a lot of Yediyot, to know what the halacha is, to know how to daven better, but it's also to understand Torah is something that's really chashuv. To have a proper respect for the Torah. Because a lot of times, even a year or two from now, all of a sudden, you go into a university and you start feeling like, is it really that important? And one of the things you have to really work hard at to understand that this is something, that you're part of something amazing, something great, that you have to have a certain kvod at Torah. That's why when Rav Nebuchadnezzar walks into the Beit Midrash, the whole Beit Midrash stops, gets up. Because you recognize that kvod at Torah. And a lot of times, just looking at a book is not going to help you with kavod haTorah. But what do you need that walking mentor, that domel malach asharei, like Rav Nebuchadnezzar, to be able to help you.
That's why it says that a person who teaches you Torah is like your father. That the same example with like how they called Aaron's children.
Very good. So now he says. And therefore, from this Deyat Mikul Kelet, if you're not learning Torah, and you're not spending time with the Chachamim, because you think, Dati Balev, it comes to a terrible kfir. Amnam, Rakuk explains, Sof kol sof, Yargishu, Kibiv Afeg Torah, what's going to happen? Once you have a Hafagat Torah, which means you start softening up, Torah's not so important. You soften it up. It's not something so burning inside of you. Then Yafog Michlal Am Allah. Then you say, "Am Yisrael." Kamkin a regeshat tahor. The thing that you felt was so pure. Shemivit kol bal nefesh adinal yot makir kesher v'yachas beinol v'in kuno. All of those things. That what helps you feel that connection to God. It's not only reading a sefer for yourself, but it's rather being around Chachamim, being around the Am Yisrael, those are the things that are going to help you have that connection with God. And therefore, Rav Kook explains, Yana Yanach, Haya Mizeh Adat, Misha Shinitznetzav Bo Minut. Once he had this Kfira, the Kfira that we had said, that evil man, Elazar told him, right? What Elazar ben Poria told him, which is Shajin the Torah Shtei Krucho Munachat Bekeren Zavit. He told him, put the Torah there in the corner. You don't need the rabbis. You don't need the Torah Shabbat Pet. Amnam Midekatul Rabbanan Kokach Yireda Musar. Once he killed off the rabbis, the moral level and the feeling of Yir'an Avodat Hashem went down so much. Ad Shafilu Aregesh Hanachon. The basic, what happened, as a result of not being around the right influence, not continuously learning Torah, I'm okay, I believe. No! Once that happens and you put yourself away from the away from the Rabbanim, that you respect, the way of being Kobea Itim La Torah, to learn Torah every day, not only in seminary, even outside seminary, to be able to learn within that, the basics. What the basics? The simple basics of Hakarat HaTov. Lahargish Chovat Hakarat HaTov Hashem Yitbarach. Ulizaher Bebirkat HaMazon Gamzot Yerei Pelaim. And therefore the Gemara concludes there, V'lo Ha'ben Leile Inesh Lebruch Elu. Right? He had to find out who could what? Who could wake us up? To be able to know this basics until they had to bring in Shemar Meshad. Lafshiv nafsho asoara. The regesh adati b'chlalo aydei b'rkat amazon akopani. We see from this Gemara the importance of a couple things. Number one, first of all, it's okay to have questions. It's good to have questions. But from this Gemara we see that it's not enough just to say, I believe. But what? More importantly is to do what? To know more and more about your religion, to believe. Because you're going to be challenged. And you're going to be challenged. And a lot of times, if you're not continuously strengthening your connection with God, via your connection to Am Yisrael, your connection to Medinat Yisrael, your connection to Torah, then you'll become soft. You'll become weaker. And as a result, you'll just become abuse. You'll lessen what you think, yeah, for sure, I'll never have this red line. The red line will become much more pink. And will not be able to see that. Therefore, that's the concept of continuously what? Continuously looking to develop. Continuously looking to learn more. Continuously looking. My mother-in-law calls me a stalker. Why am I a stalker? Because I always go, and if there's a rabbi there, continuously to ask questions. Continuously.
I follow
his words.
Is that why when you do that, after you said it three times, it becomes like a...
Same type of idea. That's why the Gemara says, to make sure if you have questions in Judaism, you have to continue asking them. That's why I've told you, if you wanted to email me any questions, b'simcha! No problem. Or with happiness. Right? I have students who are in university now sending questions from 5 years from now, 6 years ago. Right? This is the idea that you need to develop. What?
Not in university.
Girls that are in university now are sending me questions. Okay? To continuously develop. This is one piece I wanted to share with you, Rav Cook. If we have one more minute.
We have another like 20.
Good. So then we're good. If we have another 20, I have another piece from Rav Cook, which I did photocopy for you. It's also fun.
It's 508.
The Gemara says just another idea which connects that Rav Cook says later on. This I didn't photocopy for you. In Brachot Daf Nun Hey, this was Brachot Daf Mem Zayin. This is not going to be Brachot Daf Nun Hey. That says about the importance about both caring for yourself. Okay? I want to give you a certain... The reason why I connected these pieces is number one, the concept of knowing that it's not enough just to say, okay, I'm okay, but continuously to develop it within your beliefs. And furthermore, not only to care about yourself, but to care about yourself, but also making sure to be caring about others. This is where the Gemara is talking about dreams. On Daf Nun Hey, the Gemara says, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Shelcha V'Chalomotai Shelcha. I'm yours and my dreams are yours. Chalom Chalamti. I have a dream. But then it says, Ve'ini Yodea Mahu. I don't know what it is. And then the Gemara says, "Bein shechalamti ani l'atzmi." Not sure if I dreamed was about myself. "Ubein shechalmu li chaverai." "Ubein shechalamti al achiri."
Is it like a legit dream or like something that like a life goal that they have?
That's exactly what he asks. Im tovim heim, if these dreams are good, chazkeim v'amtzim, let them be good, like the chalomot of Yosef HaTzadik. If they need refuah, please heal me like the main marai de Moshe Rabbeinu, like Miriam from Tzarat, and Chizkiyahu from his sickness, from Yericho, etc., etc. Just like the Bilam's kala was going to bracha, so to all my dreams should also be good, simcha v'shalom, etc.
But dreams isn't like something you dream at night or a life goal you set for yourself.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Okay.
Exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Rav Cook explains that dreams are not just something, I mean, obviously there are dreams that are meaningless, but I create these dreams. But it's also that my dreams come through my own machshavot also, for you to be your bal chalomot, like Yosef, to be able to control your own destiny and so much. Obviously, you need tefillah, that's what Rav Cook talks about also.
So is it talking about the fact that you have to create yourself a keli?
Correct. That's exactly what he's going to say. But it's important to create yourself a keli, but it's not only focusing on yourself. And that's why it's beim shechalamti ani la'atzmi, Bein shechalmu li chaverai, bein shechalam v'yal achirin. Explains Rav Cook, your nefesh has three different actions. It's ready for three different actions. Mashihi po elet umitpa elet ba'olama pnimi mimachshavotel rikshotel. What I am affected, and I cause, and are inspired within my own inner world through my thoughts and my feelings. Sheba im chalek et apoel manifal, im chalek, excuse me, should not make a distinction between the act and being inspired. Ki hi ba'atzma poel ta'loma p'nimi gamit pa'lemen. There's going to be one level where I'm influenced within my thoughts, within myself. Bidiyuk. Ben adam ma'atzma. Then bet, who mashik mekabel to roshem me'olam ha'chitzom, which I'm affected by the outer world. Number one is I got to take care of the inner world. Then when I'm affected from the outer world. And number three, when I am the mashpia. Right? The first one is my own self, my ben adam ha'atzmo. The other one is me being affected from the outer world. Could be a ben adam ha'chaveiro. Okay? Well, the third one is more lav dafka. It's me affecting others. It's Masha Poelat Alam Achitzam. And I have to make sure that all three of these are the Toma. Number one, says Rav Kook. Koach HaMidameh V'Hargashot HaPnimiyot. Hema Rishonim V'Marech HaDifol Itbalav Midot Masim. Number one is taking care of what's going on inside of you. Your dreams, your aspirations. Making sure that you know who you are and continuously developing you. With midot and maasim tovim, to ready to be that kli, to ready to be able to be open, to be inspired, to be educated. I ran a camp many years ago. It was a very serious, amazing learning camp here in Israel. Very tzioni. I took them to Chevron. I introduced them to the stars of the religious Zionist world. And one person, their eyes were in America. Their body was here. But anything I said about Chevron or anything I said about Mesir Nefesh, way over them. So it doesn't matter how great someone's there to inspire. If you are not working on yourself to be there, people can say amazing speeches, you can watch amazing. If you're not here, then you're not going to take it in. That's number one. Therefore, Alkein Ra'ui Levakish Rachamim Ulavi Atzmo Lidei Ishtadut Amatzav Musari Agum Kazeh. You have to ask the Ribbono Shel to help you with your Ishtadut on this moral level to be ready Shtei Nafsho Mukhanam Liyot Mitpail in the Tovah Mirukshoteh Atzma. That you should be there. Because it's not so easy. A lot of people want. But there's 17 wantos and they're not there. It's not enough to want to be from or be observant. You got to work at it and say, I'm there, I don't feel well. Right? Another reason, correct? Everyone can find every excuse, but I want to. Yeah, we're after Hanukkah already. Therefore, I can then get awkward when I walk into the Hanukkah party and they're like, oh, you're in the school. Oh, you teach in the school. Shalom Aleichem, nice to meet you. Now, Liyot Tami, remember those good days. Uliyot Tami, Nifgeshet B'Ma'aracha Shel Tova Al Yidei Rishamea Me'olam HaChitzion. Number two is to then be ready to be influenced by what you see in a good way. Tveria, to be able to see outside and to be able to say Ma'arabu Ma'asach Hashem, to have those eyes, to hone in, to be able to be ready to see those things. But then it's not enough. If you're being inspired and you're becoming that person, not just to hold it for yourself. Now, not to be mismuslated and not to pontificate and to go give musar to every single person, but to lead by example. But to be that person who cares about others. Alkein yivukash kera'ui. Therefore, what's the tefillah here in the Gemara? Beima shechalanti al atzmi, sheba mikoach roshim apini shebenefesh al atzuta, caring about herself, shedei mitbarech l'tova, ubatchalat abracha. I need to work on my olam apnimi me'achalamot sheimatchalot amachshavot ha'yotzim yom. Titkaber achar kach hakedusha v'atzlaka gamal rayonot ha'gemarot beitzav v'kavana. Ubein shechalmu li chaverai. The second level, it's a yachas pinimi sheyesh bein arayinot habog mikishrot amasim v'matzavim, that I'm able to put it all together. These different ideas that I hear and see and be able to really make it a difference on me. Shem kulam echazim b'marachat hashkacha yana liteim l'kol achav b'mnei adam et kol ha'imtzayim atzrichim lo l'tovato achumrit v'aruchanit. To be able to go, and when I hear ideas and I see things, to be able to figure out, both in my physical self and my spiritual self, how it fits in. And then finally, Bein shechalamti al chirim, mitzad sheyesh li eze yachas im misha yiyem me'olam achitzoni. I have a relationship with other people. The kaluv hazeh gamkin sheroi la'adam liyot sofer al matzav ma'ala. That I should be looking to go above and beyond myself. Not only on my close friends, which is also important, but also to try to expand my circle of influence. It's for sure I can have a certain influence on my friends. But because of who I am and becoming more refined, says Rav Kook, maybe going even more, which means, for example, people here who are doing very well. Is there a reason I have not gotten any Dvar Torah from you yet? And every Thursday and Friday? Why are you not writing a small little Dvar Torah every single Friday? To be able to share it with your Abba, with your Ima, with your sister, with your... Why? Why? Because you're not a rabbi? Shkoye! You don't have to be to teach rabbi. To teach Torah, you don't have to be a rabbi. To go, you're learning so many great ideas here in 70 from all your amazing teachers. Why not share it with all your people from Montreal? Why not? Why not?
You was in Thornhill.
Why not? Yes, I was. Why are you not blogging? Why are you not sending up your thought of the day from your blog to your 150 people?
So I'm not 50.
Not 54.
I have a blog
on
eight. No one blogs.
Oh, maybe you have to be really old to blog?
I have a blog. It's called What's for Dinner.
Well, how about WhatsApp? How about WhatsApp being a message?
Okay.
WhatsApp being a message?
I'll do it right now.
You do it. Make a WhatsApp group. You don't have any? Okay, you can apply it to
it. I have. On Facebook.
I have a group on
your Facebook.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. What do you have?
Group. It's called Shulian. And every day, like, my friend, she posts a shiur about, like, for either...
Why are you not having a your Facebook group with all your people that are connected to you? No, share your thought.
She writes it, I share it.
Your thought.
It's what was that BBL you would get from just sharing?
You are going to take your thought. You're learning at least one valuable thought. And you're not only building up yourself and saying, I'm in seminary and I'm from, but instead I am sharing it to others. It's not only chalamti al atzmi, not only al chavira, people that I'm close to, Facebook friends, people who don't know you from, but you're friends and they're going to see it.
I just sent, actually, now you're bringing it up, I just sent to my friends like from Michelle, like your message. There's a whole, like, you know, the whole debate, the whole machlokes, like whether or not you're allowed to learn on the night of Christmas, like if you're allowed to. And the answer is you're allowed to learn because he wasn't even born on the 25th of December. He was born during Pesach. And the reason why people don't celebrate Christmas is because the Christmas tree used to be like they used to put wood at the fireplace as in a way of and the shape of the tree used to be like the shape of the Avodah Zarah. That's why you're not allowed to bring. Like, you're not allowed to have a tree in your house, but you're allowed to learn on the night of thing. And a lot of people don't go to the Mitzvah until, like, Net, I think, or Chatzot.
Yeah.
And they don't, like...
Good.
It's a perfect...
That's the example. Every night on Facebook, one small little thought that you had, I bet you get plenty of likes. I bet you get a lot of discussions. I bet you.
But my problem is, like, last time I remember I posted something, and then I got a contradiction. And like, no, like, I wrote a source. I wrote everything I got. I wrote the source. And someone answered me, like...
Great! So you're having a discussion in Torah.
But then I don't know how
beautiful.
To answer them. I don't know how to answer them, because I get...
So that's why you have chavrutot. That's why you have rabbis to ask. Good! That's what you do in real life. You're not always going to know the answer right away. The Gemara Brachot says, Lamim l'shorcha lomar in yodea. Sometimes you say, I don't know. Because if you say... This Gemara is saying not only in just being nice to help the old lady across the street. Part of real growth is even in your learning is not only to be cholim al atzmech, not only to cholim al chaverai, but also on achirim. Amnan ma shechalamti pa'alti pu'ati al achirim. Yeah, yachas rachok ma'or. Hinemi mishtokek shegam sham tagia pu'lotai l'tova u'atzlacha kalik shalakal kulo. You'll be surprised. When you do that one little thought a day, one little Torah thought a day that you're inspired with, could be connected to the parsha, could be connected to the halacha, could be connected to the Tibor Shalom, it could be whatever you were able to see. I guarantee 25 of your friends who may not be as lucky as you to be in Midrash Rabbah, they might ask you, I don't believe in that, I'll ask. Good, so you opened up a good discussion. Great, beautiful. Who knows? But that's what we ask Hashem, Beharev Nashem Okim, please make it sweet for us. That's our responsibility. That's our responsibility nowadays. Not everybody has the schut of learning in a midrash and a yeshiva. Doesn't. But once you have it, you have a big responsibility, as we have said, to what? To do it. This is a kiyum of the beginning of the shiur that says what? It's not enough to just be balev, but it's every day making sure you're going and what? Raising the bar. Mitromim, salsalav aromekha. Raise that bar to share it with others, and then the dreams of you becoming that much stronger will continue happening. I look forward to being included. So, my email is roughcuts@gmail. I'm on Facebook also, you can friend me.
There's still another
spot. Can I reach
you? Can I?
Can I reach you? Can I reach you?
Rav Cook's coming?
So I'm going to hold it on. There's another seven. Can I read you something interesting that I learned today? Paragraphs.
Simcha
Gedola? You probably know it already, but it's
who says I know it already? Even if I do know it already, I want to hear it again.
Yeah, okay. So it's about the Alkut Amitit and Sviva Torah, it's for Agarat HaTorah. So it says, Leonam Torah Parashat Bamidbar Sinai Kodem Atzeret. It says, Et Parashat Bamidbar Korim Tamid Yishim Chai Shavuot.
Nachon.
Omikat Shaya Bebkhinim Kuro Shana Befag Shavuot Oten Al Mabal 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 Shav